you know, the times that I have I've played up there, it is loud. It's hard to speak to, you know, what it is. Obviously, the fans are into it. They're loud, and you know, sometimes the way stadiums are built, you know, makes for a little bit louder. Certainly, they've given the fans a lot to cheer about. You know, when you play well, fans can be loud as well. So, it's you know, it's something you have to concentrate on, prepare during the week, you know, and like I said, be on the same page and work extra hard on communicating and lip reading and you know whatever you got to do to. So all 11 guys are trying to do the same thing.
It's something that's going to take practice. This week we'll continue to practice working on playing without being able to hear each other. You know, we're anticipating a very noisy stadium, and it's going to create some of its difficulties, but some of those difficulties we're going to prepare for this week, and then we're just going to have to lean on each other and really play with a lot of focus this weekend.
I mean, we got the music outside when we practice, and that's pretty loud because you can't hear each other talk. And sometimes it might be a song that you like. You might be jamming a little bit, but other than that, I mean, you can't necessarily get ready for that type of atmosphere.
Come out of the tunnel in some stadiums is louder than others, but you know, you still, you know, that's a challenge of playing the game. And so, on the road, typically it's loud when you're on offense. When we're at home, it's loud when you're on defense. So all of it's a challenge.